old logs.
Okay. What kind of worm do you use for fish bait?
Well, earthworms, red ropers, catawba worms.
Catawba worms off a tree, right?
Yeah, off a tree right there.
Oh, yeah.
Not any on that one now, but they eat all the leaves off of the time of two.
Well, what do you do when they do that? Is there any kind of spray you can...
No, well, I guess anybody could spray them, but that's mainly what folks get the catawba tree and sets it out
for the worms.
Fish bait.
Well, they make some good fish bait.
Yes.
And is there a place to fish around here?
It's about 3/4 mile right over that way down to State Lake.
Yeah. That's right, that's at Lake Lurling. Yeah, right. Well, I didn't know it was that close. It's not by the road.
No, it's not that near by the road, but it's through the woods, just about 3/4 mile to that thing.
Well, that's something. Is there good fishing there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course, I haven't been catching many this year, I don't think, but it seems that fishing has been bad all over around here this year.
Well, I wonder why.
I don't know why, but I've heard lots of regular old fishermen say that they just hadn't caught much this year.
Hmm. Well, has it been unusually hot or unusually...
No, just... I don't know how long it is, I reckon.
Yeah. Maybe it's just the way things just happen that way, I guess.
Might be.
Who grows all the flowers? Are these yours or your wife's?
Hey, they belong to my wife.
Oh. It's got all kinds here.
Yeah, I've got a pretty one sitting down there on the
road. I was looking at that a minute ago. I really like that. What is that called?
Monkey's face.
Monkey's face?
Yeah.
Wow. It sure is a nice looking flower. Well, you've got a little bit of that. You've got a magnolia tree I see down there.
Yeah.
You ever try to grow any tobacco around here?
I used to. I haven't been a long time. You can grow it all right if you got some good ground to grow it on and manage to keep the worms from eating it up.
The worms will go after. Well, the government's kind of hard on it now. I had a friend up in East Tennessee who was growing tobacco, and the government will only let you grow so much.
Mm-hmm.
And they would send a man around after your tobacco got grown pretty well. They'd send a man around, and he'd make sure you weren't growing any more than you were supposed to be. If you were, why, he would pull it out, what you had too much of.
Yeah. That's all I ought to really about a cotton, I guess.
Yeah, right. Well, do you ever pick any cotton?
Yeah, I pick it.
Do you ever hear anybody use the term goose locking or goose picking, talking about picking cotton?
Goose picking.
What does that mean?
Well, leaving part of a lock in the book.
Not picking it clear. That's what I thought. I just wondered about that. What about a varmint that lives in water that's got a shell on his back and it'll get you fish bait?
Turtle and carpet.
Okay, are they the same thing?
No.
What's the difference?
Well, they're just different shape.
Okay. Does one of them live on the land? And
the carpet mostly lives on the land.
Okay. What about a little animal or a little fish kind of thing that's got pinchers on the front of it and you see it in the bottom of creeks a lot? Always running backwards. What about a thing that comes around at night if you turn your porch light on? Something like a butterfly comes around and gets on.
We always call them camouflage.
Okay. What about the thing that gets in your clothes if you don't watch it and eats holes in them? Okay. You might say, well, my clothes look like they've been full of... Okay. What about the bug that lights up when it flies?
Lightning bug.
Okay. And what about a long kind of bug, got a kind of a pencil-shaped body and has big, clear wings on it and always comes around water?
Well, I've heard them call...